Yo, what's your boy Rob? And you're listening to Radio DR Dakosa. Easy.
I'm Nushi B. Okay. Hey guys, I'm Nushi B.
And I'm Danelle Mkobong.
And this is Wine O'Clock
on www.radiodr.co.za.
Welcome back to Wine O'Clock. I'm Nushi B.
And I'm Danelle Mkobong.
And yet again, like I said, this is Wine O'Clock on
www.radiodr.co.za.
Why are you cheesing so hard?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. This person's just cheesing like a crazy person, so.
Whatevs, Nush. Anyway, topic for the day.
Okay, let's do this. Go.
Okay, so the topic of today is, why is adulting so hard, I think?
Would it be the topic, or is that just like the general theme of life right now?
I feel like it's a general theme of life. That's like my theme song. It's just, why is life so hard? It's just like a lot. It's a lot at this very moment. But hopefully in what December is about right.
Girl, you work in the wrong industry to say that.
You know,
your
I
December
know.
Is January.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I know someone. Hlanganisa. Ngasayina nami ephepheni ngathi I can do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's between me.
We can do this. Like, oh my God. Like, remember the conversation we had like a couple of months ago? We were crying for these opportunities that we have now. How dare we now be ungrateful for having them?
We cried for these jobs. Like we did.
Bala.
Now we're here. Like, I'm not crying. I'm just like, you know, I'm here. I'm doing the most, but sure.
Yeah, no, that's how I ended up taking Friday off from my job so that I could just hang out at my house and just chill because gikatele.
Yeah, mina life, nje. Outside of work, life yang spin kika.
But I think it's also just that time of the year where you're just tired, where everything's just a lot.
True. But also I haven't taken leave in like forever. Yeah, so one of the things we're going to obviously touch on is super morbid, but also super part of life. You know, chapters or a book. Some people are a chapter, some people... or a paragraph. Some people are right for the whole entire journey. Some people. You don't have people you've known since childhood and are still like your friends?
Oh, I do. We have a group. They call the Ladybirds. Nangula's one of them.
Wow, you guys are incredibly lame.
We were called the Ladybirds when we were children.
Why were you called
Ladybirds? I have no fucking clue, but that's what we were called, and that is still what we're known as. And, like, people live all over the world, and we're still squad.
Who knows you as the Ladybirds?
People like... that went to St. George's Diocesan College with us.
God. What? Oh, you're the Ladybirds. We were into St. George's, whatever you say
Diocesan
that name.
Diocesan College. Lalela.
Me, I asked a friend of mine whose dad was a pastor, and she grew up in the church. And I'm just like, babes, you need to teach me how to pronounce this word because I haven't my whole life. I don't know how to. I'm just like, no, I'm also not just gonna try. So she reads it just effortlessly, and I'm like, okay.
So you know, Nair, actually funny story, yeah, you should say that there have been so many times when I've read a word but I've never known how to pronounce it.
Last week
I can't remember what the word was, and literally I was like, actually, I've never said this word out loud.
Yeah.
Let me actually find out how it's pronounced on the interwebs, because that's how you find all information, correct? So that's what I did. And I was like, oh, it's nice to know. Then I practiced it on other people at work because I was like, am I pronouncing it correctly like normal people pronounce it or not? Apparently, I was doing an okay job.
No. Minanje, that word, I have never said it out loud. Only this year did I ask. I was like, hey, pastor's kid, how do you pronounce this word? No, it's a religious word. It's live in the Christian school.
Because you know how to read it in your head.
Like, I just like, in my head. And I understand what it means.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I've never pronounced it out loud to anyone or to myself. I just read it and understand what that word means.
Yes, as one does.
Yeah. Banje. Ugu pronounce not yet. Angakafiki lapo. But yeah. You know, old friends, old what. So Mina, I don't know, I feel like my oldest friend in the world passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like she was like old. Like we were, no, she wasn't old, but we were, our friendship sorry. Our friendship was so old. That, you know how you don't remember meeting your siblings in most cases if you guys are close together because you've just always been in each other's lives. She was like one of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it kind of sucked. And then...
You just made this so morbid.
Right? But yeah, I was going to move on to... And then my other friend who is also... She's now graduated to being my oldest friend. What? You gotta have. I've known her since I was like 5.
Mm.
And we're still friends. I was a bridesmaid at her wedding. And gee, it's all super awesome. We're still super tight with quite a few friends I've known.
From that time.
Yeah, from that time, yeah. But you know what? Sometimes there's friends you... You meet, you've been friends forever, and then you just kind of...
And meh. It's okay.
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, you know, we're in this... Oh, some people, we're friends, we're good friends. Life happens, or we go to different schools, and then we kind of drift apart. Then you meet in university. I have friends like that, that were friends in primary school. Went to completely different, like, high schools,
yeah.
That are super far away from each other. And we went to the same university but different campuses.
Mm.
But we reconnected when we were doing our master's degree a few years ago. And we just kind of picked up from being friends. She's overseas now, but we keep in contact. And I was like...
That is so crazy. But, like... The interwebs has helped us with that because, yes. Like, growing up, funny, like, this is like one of the ladybirds.
I'm my lady big.
Yes. Jay. So, Jay lived with us. Like, we were all in Namibia. It was cool vibes. And then, like, I think in end of grade two, they left to move to Cape Town with her mom. Mm. Then, like, I think for like the first 2 years, we still kept in contact, like it was back in the day where you didn't have phones, but her mom used to call our landline specifically, so Jenny and I could speak. And it was cool. And then, like, lost contact for like a million years. And then 2008, found each other on Facebook.
Yeah,
we found each other on Facebook, started chatting on Mixit, started catching up.
Mm.
And I was like...
Internet, and then you just, you rekindle. So it's like the most insane thing. I've even found family on Facebook. Like, I've found family on Facebook.
You see, being black, that always worries me because it's just like,
No, it was not same surname. It was like my cousin. So, well, not my cousin, my nephew. So what had happened was his mother was my cousin. So our parents, her mom... My dad were siblings.
Yeah, that's
true. Or are siblings. So, what? Were.
Your dad is still here.
My dad's here, but her mom's passed.
Okay, were.
Yeah. So,
I understand.
Yeah. So we know, Yabonanje, this kid, we're all family. We get together and we get together like a lot. My dad's side of the family was obscenely in each other's faces.
Yeah.
So my cousin passes away. Cancer, you suck. She passes away, so he goes and lives with his dad.
Yeah.
Who doesn't necessarily care about keeping everyone in contact or what. So then they move to a different province. And he just disappears from the face of the earth for years.
This kid now.
Yeah, the kid. Yeah. Something like 8 years. I'm in university at this time, and I get a Facebook invite. I'm just like, click. The kid is back in Durban. He's in grade 8 at one of the local high schools. I'm like, what? No, let's meet up for lunch.
Yeah.
So I pick him up. We go, we have lunch, and we just keep being close. So when he's not at school, and then I even got access. Ukuthi ngimkhiphe
esikoleni. Oh, yeah.
We sign it out because
he was in boarding school.
Yes, he was boarding. Okay. So I'd have access to take him. It's like, no, you know, I don't want to spend the weekend with the fam.
Okay, never mind.
I want to spend the weekend with the fam. I'm like, sure. I'd go through, I'd pick him up. And we were super, super, super close. It was amazing. He goes off to uni. Every time he comes, he'll come specifically to visit us. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, what a blessing that Facebook broke. Because like, never have... found each other
like,
usually.
That is a success story where you're like, oh my God, I knew you when you were little, or I knew of you, and then you were just gone. Like, okay, no, I hear and understand that. But I mean, like, a situation where I would like to start this as I have a friend, but it's not an I have a friend story.
Yeah.
It's happened to me because all weird shit happens to
me. It really does.
Where my father has a million kids, by a million people, but hey, African child, that's your life. Anyways, so when I was about, 12, 13, I meet my sister, one of my dad's million kids, and she's 21, she's pregnant, she's having a kid, and I'm just like, oh shit, I never knew you existed, but ayo, I have another sister, cool vibes, you know, it's whatever. Bro. Don't see this girl like a million years. I don't see her at all. And I go home for a couple of weeks and I get a text because someone gave her my cell phone number. And she's like, hi, it's Banbani. Haven't spoken to you in a million years. I'm your older sister. I don't know if you remember me. I heard you in the country. What did you bring for my kids?
Now what now?
Quote, unquote.
I heard you're in the country. Hope you still remember me. What did you bring for my kids? I leave anything out?
I blocked that number.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
I was like, oh, how'd you know I was around? And then I was like, okay, you know what? I don't think, no, this is not for me, hey? This is actually not for me. So I had to block that number quick fast, and I kind of like, it wasn't like I was being fucky. I was just like, ma'am, are you aware that I am currently the 21-year-old whose mom just died, who's trying to do this varsity thing.
I'm the child.
I am the child in this situation.
Yeah. See, that's those relationships.
You see, that's like the social media way. It's like, don't find me. Yeah. I don't need to be found.
You know what? I don't know you. I don't know you. I'm not that one.
No. Stranger danger.
911. As I kick my block.
Oh my God, I wish someone could see
us. Yes, people should be able to see us blocking. But yeah, no, definitely. And those are the relationships that it's easy to just be like, okay, bye, and shut it off. You were a character in the weird page. Bye. Let's write you out of our lives, of, you know, writing you out of my story.
Yeah, but like, you know, like sometimes it actually goes back to 2 episodes ago, which would be like boundaries and shit.
Yeah.
Simply because it's just like, I don't need that kind of energy in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me control alt delete.
Yeah.
And make this easy, you know? But then on the flip side, I almost feel bad because I'm like,
but your family? No.
But I don't know you. Angmas. Like, I think I've met this person once. We hung out for like a couple of days when I was 12, 13.
No. look, if you can't act right, bye. And that goes for everyone.
That goes for everyone across the board, because it shouldn't only be reserved for family. It shouldn't only be reserved for, like, relationships. It shouldn't only be... It should go, like... what's the Zulu idiom? Insipo washi yonki? And I say that so badly, but like, wow. That's, but like,
yonki tsipia washa.
That one!
That's usually for alcohol, but.
No, mate, but like, I mean, like, across the board.
Yeah. No, it definitely should be. And in all relationships, look, friendships, family, wada. Look, I have people, part of my family, that I just choose to disassociate from.
For less.
I won't say for less.
But whatever happened is usually the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes. So it's just like, no, let me disassociate. Same thing with friends. Look, and sometimes the disassociation is easy because people have done too much. And
you can't come back from everything. Hey?
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Sometimes all a person wants is for you to, one, acknowledge that you're in the wrong, two, apologize. And then we can kind of figure it out. Other times it's just like, you know what? I don't think I care enough to want to try and fix it.
But sometimes you let so much time pass that you just get used to your new normal.
Yeah.
And if they popped up like 5 years after the disassociation and were like, oh no, and apologize and ignore, you'd be like, oh, we really wasted 5 years where we could have had this conversation when this happened.
Yeah.
Because all parties were willing to hear out, forgive, understand, but everyone just left too much time of not talking. It's just now it's just weird. But also, no, it's not weird. But
it's not weird. It's just like, do I really want to get back into it?
Yeah. Sometimes you do. You just need the party who wronged you or whatever to acknowledge.
Acknowledge, apologize.
See, yes.
We can continue. Yeah, and then we're good.
But in your heart, no, we're still friends. I still wish you the best. When I talk to people, oh, my friends, man, you know. But no, you haven't come with an apology, so no. Gee. No.
No.
And then bad, I'm just dog. Like, you know.
Bad dog.
It's so awkward. And then you guys run into each other and it's like, hey. But like no one's talking about that. So it's just, so boy, hey, go bo bye when I'm land.
Like, I spent a lot of time, like, kind of ignoring stuff where I'm just like, you know what? It just is too much admin confronting the situation, right?
Yeah.
And I continued through life like that for a very long time. And then I was like, no, but young trailer, Lomund, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, and this has happened, like, in relationships, friendships. It's not just, like, where you just, like, actually, I don't feel like dealing with this right now because it would just be too much energy.
Yeah.
And then you finally talk about it. And now you're blowing up about something that had nothing, that is completely unrelated with that situation. And
the same way.
But then, no, I used to be that person.
No, I'm still that human.
But now, like, I've learned to actually be like, actually, you know what? Let's have this conversation so that I know it's done. One, so that I know it's done. Two, I know if I have wronged you, how to correct my behavior moving forward, how you like to be spoken to, how you like to be treated, how you like situations to be handled, you know, as opposed to kind of just sweeping it under the rug and hoping this kind of works itself out. And then some time has passed and now, like, I look at you in a funny way or I send a what text and you're like, oh my God, Nishi. And now the friendship's over. Like, and it's not even that deep. It's just like, hey, yo, like, we haven't addressed all the shit that's
it was
happening.
Literally an issue of, I don't like being called bitch. Even though you mean it in a nice way. And you're like, no, but like, why didn't you say so?
Yeah.
If you said, then I would have stopped doing it.
But now you haven't said anything, so I assumed it was okay.
And then it's also some people are, and it's funny, because the ones who give the most, like, you know, in friendships, always dragging each other, you find that the biggest dragger of people is the most sensitive when they're being dragged.
And I've dish it, but can't take it.
And I'm like, look, me, I'm a dragger. Also, drag me, sis, because I will drag you too.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that as long as, you know, we're in that situation. And it's all good fun. And you don't take it there.
Because we all know we should be, if you're going to be dragging me, you should know what my limits are.
Yes.
You know,
don't what my drag me about are, my family, about my child. About, no, don't do that. But you can drag me about... dumb weird shit. Because like, we've got a lot of dumb shit.
But there's also
shit.
Painful shit we can joke about, like, after a million years where you're just like, remember that boy you had a crush on?
Yes.
Now.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So there are things. And then there's some people who just go for the jugular. And it even the bit, and you're just like, I'm sorry, toilet. And you kind of just leave.
I can sometimes be that person.
But like, it's super insane that when you're dragging them and it's still lighthearted, fun, woman to say upset. Oh, I'm so upset. You're just so mean. You don't do that to people. And you're like, a bitch. You know? It's like, and everybody's like, no way, nah. You know, but like some people are wired that way. So in especially friendships, you learn to accept the good and the bad. If you're gonna choose to continue the relationship, even in a relationship. You know, oh no, usbanbani does this. I don't like it, but it's an acceptable, I don't know, bad trait. Versus all the amazing things that she, he, they are bringing to, you know. And then you're like, okay, cool. Yeah. So it's, what does it opportunity cost? Equals 101.
It's always nice when you can actually use something you learned in school.
Yes.
In your everyday life. That doesn't always happen, but go.
So yeah, it's the opportunity cost of the friendship because there's no thing that will be perfect ever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're playing the mommy and we'll be asked, oh, irresponsible, I'm this, that, and that thing. And you'll take those hits in public. And you're just like, oh, wow, that's super, super insane that I have to do it. But you do. But that's what friendship is. That's what relationships are.
Relationships across the board, really.
Yeah, it's not perfect. Some things you'll take, some, I know, you know, they party too hard. They're too social. And you're just like, oh my God, why are you this social when I'm just trying to be a lazy bum?
Yeah.
You know? So it is what it is.
I guess, Gunzi, my guy, like, friendships can be ended because of a lot of reasons. Like, that can be one aspect where you just, like, actually get cut to it. Like, I'm just tired of dealing with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It also can be because you just don't see each other enough. Not because this person's moved away, but just because oopies.
Yeah.
And, like, that can sometimes be the downfall. Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. I kind of played with the mic a little bit. Sometimes that just can be the downfall of your friendship because I don't want to say sometimes we get needy in friendships, but sometimes it's just like...
Yeah.
You know your friends.
Yeah, bitches get needy.
You know your friends. Like, there's certain people you can be needy with. They're people that you understand that actually, between this time and this time, are unavailable.
Yeah. I have people whose phone calls I actively do not answer.
Mine is not on
that
list.
At certain times.
Mine is still not on that
but
list.
Because I know that umganoami sitting next to me is a needy hoe. Even if I'm busy, I will, even if I miss the phone call, I'm just like, oh, I'll look, it's 12. Oh, shoot. Actually, I haven't spoken to her all day and I'll...
I'm the needy friend.
Yeah, you're the needy friend. So I'll make, you know, that effort because it matters. You're at that list. Other people are just like, no, I'll call you back next week. Just, I can't do this. And Ayagabi, you do, what's the word? It's weighted. those decisions are weighted. Your subconscious weights those decisions. Your situations that you're in weight those decisions. And if you weren't the friend that you are to me,
yeah,
girl, I ain't got time to talk to you during the day.
I got shit to do. I'm at like, my job. I'm at my shit.
But we'll literally talk. It's okay, bye. Do something. Okay, I'm back. And then same thing. Talk. Okay, yeah. Bye. And then it's not weird that, oh, I'm cutting, yes, mid-sentence, but I'm working.
I have to do shit. Yeah. And with your, like, sometimes you need to understand that. If you can't understand that, listen, this is my shit. Like, with one of my closest friends, Debea, I know, like, during this time, I cannot call her. Yeah. We can be texting. Like, sometimes, like, 4 hours can pass and she won't open my message. And she'll eventually respond. And she's like, sorry, bruv, I've been busy.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're at your job. You are paid to be at your job, not to talk to me.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. And I feel like I also have a bit more leeway with you over the weekends.
Yes.
Where we don't talk as much over the weekend.
No, we don't, because...
because you've got other people you can talk to on the weekend whose jobs aren't as, you know, flexy on the phone call as mine is.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah, on the weekend, we do not chat that often on weekends because,
either we're together or we kind of speak on the phone and make plans to be together.
Yeah, it's just one of those.
Don't.
Yeah,
it's always spend an hour on the phone.
Or 10.
There's that.
Look, I look at my bill, the contract bill, I'm like, wow. And both phones. I look at both of the bills on both phones.
You know, it's funny always reading your statement. Like, I've read my statement before where Telkom was telling me you were like a 45-minute call. I was like, I remember that day. I was driving from work. And then I lay on my bed. And then we lay on our beds and spoke. And the only reason we stopped speaking was because it was dinner time.
Yeah, I know. We're hungry, girl. Let's go eat. Like, I'll have legitimate driving conversations. I feel like I've spoken to you driving from Maritzburg until I got home.
Yeah, and then you did your quotas in the car.
Yes. Hello, my quota in the car.
Yep.
We're still chatting. And then I'm like, girl, I've been parked outside for like half an hour. My quotas are finished. Thank you for the conversation. But bye.
Thank you for keeping me company.
Yeah, thanks for keeping me company. Bye. So that was like a very long conversation.
But we do those often, don't we?
Yeah. I feel like...
Telkom to Telkom.
Yeah, no, Telkom to Telkom, right. No, we are Caesar.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but when we're driving, it has to be the third Telkom. Because, yeah, Telkom.
Telkom's network is shit. But the weird... Actually, why are we playing in Telkom?
I don't know. You just said their name again. You said the blue one's name again.
The blue one.
Oh my god, it's so good.
But like I was saying, let's go back to that becomes the bane of your friendship as well, because you just like sometimes people feel like they you're not maintaining the friendship as much as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts feeling like a one sided friendship.
It does. I've ended friendships because they were one sided. They didn't feel like it. They were actually one-sided.
It's like
even relationships.
Yeah.
They were actually one-sided. Look, me, I go all in. So, I know if something reminds me of you, I'll buy it for you.
Mm.
If something pops up and I know you buy money, I'll, you know, do that. If I have resources and access and this, I'll put you on. And then it's how... Yeah, Z, I need you to pick something up for me. Godless, because I can't do it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I'm lying in my bed. I'm so lazy. I don't want to. Her bitch, what now? And it's not like you counting, but your subconscious is keeping score. Your subconscious
naturally,
mind keeps score.
Because it's like, yeah, it does. Ayo, we had this conversation. It was agreed upon. And now that we're here, now you're suddenly unavailable.
Jay,
you know what?
Rude.
It's actually okay.
Yeah, because you should like I bend over backwards or I do. And I do that because I want to.
But on the flip side, hey.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Because I want to.
And I'm like, but it is fucky.
Yeah, but you can't, like, something I've learned over time is that you can't exactly feel entitled to someone's time. You can't feel entitled to it, someone's
not
anything.
At all.
Like, you can't expect people to be you.
100%.
That I had to learn the hard way because I'm very specific in how I like doing things. And sometimes it becomes a lot like when someone's driving me, that's why I practice.
Oh my God. That is a topic on its own.
That's our next topic.
Unushi as a passenger and in the car.
So I sit at the back because it's that much easier for me just not to be involved in what's happening.
No, fam. No.
But I get so offended when people talk about that.
Okay. Let's not give away the next topic. We're going to do this next topic.
Driving.
Yes.
Driving in a car with Nushi.
In the car with Nushi. Driving, passenger, alles.
Aww.
Alles. It's hilarious. I've got just G. I didn't know I had this much
Maybe
patience.
Maybe we should actually do one where...
You're driving and we're recording you driving. All they'd hear is Hooters.
Visual or is this just audio?
I feel like audio would just make it funnier because people just would imagine. Exactly.
No, I mean, is it visual and audio or just audio?
No, I think people should just experience your audio. I experience your audio on the car all the time. I'm just like, oh my God. Oh, Akasha is... Oh, okay. No, she's fine. Because if people see your visual, they'll shit themselves. Yeah, they'd shit themselves.
Ooh, sorry, I need to sneeze. I can feel it. You know that irritating
tingle, like, tingle. It, yeah,
but it's not doing what it needs to be doing.
No, it's fine. But back to not expecting other people and stuff. I've actually walked away from a friendship because, and I knew it for years that umgani wami u selfish.
Yes,
and I had a general acceptance of it for years.
Yeah.
My friend is. All these amazing things, super, 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 check, 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 check. But she's selfish.
Yeah.
And it was acceptable for many years until it wasn't.
You know when you get to that age where you're just like, there was so much that I let slide and you're just like,
yeah.
I actually don't need to be in this situation anymore. And I don't need to maintain this anymore.
But look, Nami, I'm sure she let... things slide with me. I was like, check, 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 check. But yeah, but I accepted.
It's nice to believe until where it is.
Yeah, it's nice to always. Oh, I'm you are no. The realistically, me too. Story. I'm human. I'm flawed. So I was not the Mother Teresa in the friendship either. Nami, I'm sure she had her. Oh no, great, great, great. Oh, but this bitch, when it comes here. But Naya, I'm sure she accepted it for years because... because of opportunity cost.
Yeah.
But at some point... And this came where I just didn't have enough time. I'm juggling work, I'm juggling family, juggling adulting, juggling planning for my future. And I can't be with your selfish ways. Because you being selfish and you checking all the other boxes... meant there was so much time I dedicated to fill in what was selfish.
Yeah.
I simply just didn't have that time anymore. And it was one of the things that kind of deteriorated the friendship.
Yeah.
At least on my side. We've never really discussed it. But I'm sure on her side, she had her own things as well.
Her points too, yeah.
Yeah, she had her points. But gee, just sideline me when I made my decisions. Was like, no, adding up, it's not adding up. You're too selfish. I'm sorry, bye. Because I need people to come to the party. I simply can't be there and I need you to do this for me. And it's very, very important. And because you're selfish, you're not.
You don't see the importance of it.
You're just not at all.
Because it doesn't pertain to you.
Absolutely. So, it was just, okay, unfortunately, it's just one of those things. And it came about juggling adulthood. Being an adult is hard, guys.
Being an adult...
Yeah.
You know what? Like, I think also, like, moving out of home, right, made me a little bit more selfish in my time. or how I choose to spend my time. Because I'm just like, when you live by yourself, a lot of the time, you're not living, under anyone else's rules but your own. So you're not pressured to, if you live at home, maybe you're expected to cook. Maybe you're expected to wake up at the crack of dawn and clean the house. Maybe you expect, I don't know, like,
people. You're expected to socialize as well. Like, we're like,
you actually kind of have to be part of the house. So, with moving out of home, I became more withdrawn because I was just like, I don't actually have to leave my house. Like, everything, Ila. I got alcohol, my food's here, my TV's here, my Wi-Fi's here.
Yeah. I've spent a lot of money to be comfortable in this place.
Yeah.
Why am I spending money elsewhere?
But my home.
Right.
But then you can't always be in your home. You can't always do that. But now with, in Cyril's economy, guys. In Cyril's economy.
Dude, Lalela, this guy's only been president for 100 days. I heard that in the news today. I'm like, no, fam. You've been president all my life because I've been fighting. Like, no.
Lalela.
It's only been 3 months. 100 days. I'm like, no.
I feel like it's been a while.
It's been forever. It's been 100 years. I've been broke.
Wait, I need to understand. When Jay-Z was president, right? Were we just having a party? What was happening? Were we oblivious to what was happening? What the fuck was happening?
I don't know, girl, but we used to take each other out for drinks. For lunch,
see
stupid shit like no, it's fine. I'm there. Child, if we're going out, we're going on that 45 rand special, which comes with a glass of wine. Some people, shit, you understand, Oguti. At this very moment, at that steak place on Florida, because especially abo siyabiz, and the wine labo lincane.
When did that happen? When did they start sharing us wine?
Child.
Like, that was the
the
best part of the meal, like alcohol.
Yeah. But
if you have to go back to your job, because I don't drink.
That special sometimes. Is expensive now.
Remember when it was 45 rand?
I do. That's why I go to the other place where it's still 45 rand. And they filleth your cup. Your cuppeth overfloweth.
And I think that's how it goes.
My cup
runneth
over. Right?
That might be blasphemous.
It could be.
That might be
also, quote unquote.
It might be blasphemous.
But there's so many other specials around where...
Dude, I live for specials. Hey, yeah. Even like just by shopping, like doing groceries.
I can't live like that because I'm lazy. I'm tired. But like, you make my life because you send me all the specials and then you remind me. So I'm just like, okay, cool. Otherwise, no, I'm not. I'm not your capacity.
I find that time because I'm just like, life is expensive.
Very.
Find your cheat codes where you can, including buying coupons.
Yeah.
You don't always find coupons, but you need to know what you're looking for on the internet.
You are my cheat code.
And funny enough, in South Africa, we have coupons, we guys. Do. Know what you're looking for. Check I can't garbage. Plug it because, like, this is not sponsored. Oh, I don't get paid to plug it. But find them.
But if you pay this, we could sponsor. I could plug.
Guys, I could do a whole segment.
We could.
On that podcast.
Also, I feel like we have a loyal listener who's our friend. Who has wines? Girl, we ain't drank your wine on the show. Sponsor this.
Which friend? Yams.
Yes.
Nah, where's yours?
I don't have wine.
You don't have the wines, but you have something else.
It's too expensive. It is.
Remember that time when we were just chilling at my house?
Ah, child.
That weekend.
Those are the good days. Cyril's economy hadn't caught up yet. Yeah, he's got a pilement. But.
Sila manj.
But the winds of change might be upon us.
Ngiyakutshela. Asithembe, girl.
Ngiyakutshela kodwa kwamanje. Mnganwethu. you know who you are.
Yams.
Oh, I didn't call you out, but like.
Yes. No, it wasn't a call out. It was a shout out. It was a shout out.
Shout out, girl. Shout out.
A plug request.
Sla.
What do we.
Siacele.
A sponsorship request.
Sla. Oh, I know Clocky. So plug a shy adverti.
We'll get sounds.
Siacele. G.
Oh, I need to shout out a different loyal listener.
Okay.
Only because this person, Damona Hivelwa, Nangula's younger sister,
mm-hmm.
she is the person that literally every Monday evening is like, ayo, where's my episode?
Wow, fam. I actually have a listener like that as well.
Like, I love it because I'm just like, you make me want to be better. So, like,
I get have a person like
out,
that.
Shout
as
out,
well.
Shout out, shout out, shout out.
And it's a smart girl. Oh, busy. Oh, Londi Mbogazi. She is just like, she lists. She
oh, yes. She gave us feedback like immediately. Right, I was just
right,
like, shit.
Immediate
guy.
Feedback. So, we release it, say, at 10. 11, she's like, girl.
Feedback, feedback.
I'm like, girl, what? You've listened to it? She's like, yeah. It's late now. I'm going to listen to the rest on my way to work if it's long. But yeah, she just gives me instant. I'm like, yes, girl. And then she bullies people into listening to it as well. So
as
shout out,
should,
shout out.
The more listeners.
The original BZ.
So we can stop making money, please.
Yeah, original BZ. Come on now. Let's get something on this.
Everybody, tell all your friends. Tell everybody. Everyone I know. Tell everyone you know.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
And hopefully they'll tell everyone they know. Probably not, but like
each one teach
plug,
one
plug, plug
each
everybody.
One plug one, yeah, plug us.
No, 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 I don't like that term.
What? Okay. Oh yeah, I just heard it. I actually just heard it.
No.
I just heard it.
I personally don't want to
I
be
just
plugged.
Heard it. It's a weird thing. Someone at work. I'm like, I've got bruises everywhere, not because I got beaten. I'm anemic. My iron levels are low.
That's how it's
so. Whatever.
Science to so, check for. Yeah,
Jan. I was, oh my god, why are you bruised? Da, 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 da. I'm just like.
I was drunk and fell downstairs.
No, that was not it. But I was
no,
like.
I'm an asshole. That would have been
yeah.
my first response.
So I was like, no, Kanti, I wanna. And they're like, oh, no, their first question is, oh, Kanti, what did you do this weekend? And I'm just like, no, that's what I did, da, da, da. And before I get to explain, my super buddy at work goes, haven't you ever noticed this girl falls all the time?
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, that, I'm like clumsy. I'm always tripping. I'm always tripping. I'm always falling. I'm always bad. Worse now,
do you
you're
walk
out.
Upstairs and fall?
Pardon?
Do you walk upstairs and fall?
I feel like that's the one time I actually don't because I'm like super focused.
I fall upstairs.
I don't fall upstairs. But like I trip over everything. I fall over everything. And even today, so we go out for lunch. I born with my shoelace is kind of dragging. It's like, mm-mm.
I have mm-mm. no desire to engage
kneels down
in
and ties
list.
My shoelace. I'm like, because I'm falling all the time. And I was having this conversation with my sister because, like, she's known my whole life. I fall all the time. And she's like, oh, my gosh, the other day you're wearing the heels and this, this, this. She's like, do you know that you fell while we were going into the venue and you fell twice when we're leaving the venue? She's like, I understand when we're leaving. But how, why'd you
what
fall
was going
when
on?
We're entering? I was just
like, no. This is what happens. This is.
But, like, she knows. She's like, look. I did not judge you when we were leaving, but yo, it's like this girl hasn't learned
your
to stop falling.
Your sister is rude. Your sister yes. is rude because you've known her all her life.
Right?
Like, how dare she question you now?
Like, you don't. But like, that's her whole thing. Is like, it was normal when it happened when I fell into the venue.
Out.
Because she knows I fall. All the
yeah.
time. But then when she was just like articulating it, the next she's like, when you're falling out of the venue, that makes sense.
Naturally.
This falling of yours naturally is not okay. I thought you'd grow out of it. It was hilarious. I was just like, yeah, right.
Or I'm just clumsy.
Jay. No, I'm a tripper. I trip maybe 10 times a day. I've gotten good at tripping that I probably only ever fall when I'm in heels.
How?
Because
isn't that the
extra
new
balance.
Most careful?
I am most, but like I'm more likely to fall when I am wearing
it's
heels.
Also that flat, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So I'll always trip. I'm like, ooh, ooh. But
and then for a moment you look like a dealer that you had to walk.
Yeah,
and then
you're like, ooh. And then
shit, I almost fell with my nephew on Saturday in heels downstairs. Oh my god.
See, yeah, that wasn't
oh
acceptable.
Oh my
fall.
God. That's I slipped on stairs. Yeah. Ningan.
Oh, an infant.
An infant, he's 18 months.
See, this is why I don't like touching people's kids when I'm like not stable.
No. Mina binge gaddy zingan. Like
Andrew,
sit down. Keep quiet. Kids were listening. Yeah. For once, these 4-year olds are assholes, but these 4-year olds actually listened to me.
Did you threaten them with violence?
No, I actually didn't. I just gave them instructions and they listened.
Violent instructions.
Lazi started listening and then he was done listening and then Lazi like, just ran him.
Bye girl. Bye. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just also just thinking. I wonder what I'm thinking with just talking about my sister and stuff. And we're just talking about friendships and whatnot. It's so weird how, yes, we're siblings, but now we're older. We're more friends than siblings.
Yeah.
But we still argue over the pettiest.
Isn't that
stuff.
How siblings?
I know. But like, you just, oh no, the relationship has grown and it's, you know, it's more intellectual, it's more this, it's more that, it's more friendship. It's like, hi girl, hi. But
no.
Because
siblings.
Like
I think it's okay, because you guys live in a home like across a year, right?
Yeah.
So it's different where you go from not living with someone to living with them and you're just like,
and they're annoying.
You're not doing things how we do them, and we don't do this here.
They're like, my sister's so annoying. She will get click the lights on. I'm like, Lele, why are you switching? Use your phone. That's the respectful thing to do. She'll switch on the lights. She'll leave the door open. I'm like, why is the door open? But why is the door open?
Because in my house, there's no reason to close the door.
No, there's always leaving doors open is creepy, first of all.
No, I need to know something. Okay, wait. When you lived alone, right, in Joburg.
I don't leave doors open. Yeah.
Thank you. When you lived alone in Joburg, right, when you walked out of your bedroom to walk to your kitchen, did you close the door behind you? Why?
I don't know, because you close doors behind you.
What is wrong with you?
It's like that creepy thing. It's so when I'm sleeping and the closet door opens.
No, I get that.
That's creepy.
Like, I don't mind my cupboard door being open, but I get it.
But you know what the weird thing is?
But emnyango, mawuphuma, whilst you're still
in your home.
I always
close the bedroom door. I will always close the bedroom. But you know what the weird thing is? Which a friend of mine called me out on.
Sorry.
Or made a comment about it. I never close the bathroom door. That door is always open. But like my bedroom door, every other door is closed.
Why?
I don't know. I never
go into
the bathroom
box.
Door.
Go into your memory box. Like maybe you'll find it.
But also, not so long ago,
yeah.
I was locked in the bathroom. Because they just painted the door. Maybe the paint wasn't dry or whatever. And it was maybe a bit tacky or whatever. Bath and the steam and science happened.
Yeah.
And the door would not open. Like my dad and my brother had to break down the door, the bathroom door, because it was just stuck. So they had to drill in.
Jehovah.
So maybe that's one of those reasons why, but I don't close the bathroom door. It's weird.
I know.
Because I close all the doors. The bathroom door, like I'll just, you know, I'll close it as far as closing, but I won't close it fully.
It doesn't click shut, basically.
No.
Okay.
Like, no, sometimes I'll click a chat.
No, we actually don't need to go into your thing with doors. It's fine.
It's weird.
You're weird. It's fine. You're in your rooms and doors and it's fine.
Whatever.
Like, in your mind, you have your designated closed doors rooms. It's actually okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
Whatevs, Noosh.
Let's go back.
One of the weird things in our friendship that you're...
You know, I've never actually noticed.
You've never?
No, I think, like, also because, like, I don't close many doors. Like,
yeah.
I live alone. So, like, you kind of follow the, these doors are closed, these doors are not closed thing. Like,
I remember someone getting a bit too aggro. I haven't even entered your house and you're already closed the door.
You walked into my head. No, I won't. You know, you walked past the close the door threshold. And I was like,
oh,
mean, man. I was carrying the door not closed?
Close the door threshold is different.
Like, what?
If you're carrying groceries.
Not all your hands were full.
They were full enough to move away from close the door threshold. Saying it don't go limo again.
I see it, Linda, but doors. I see it. It's fine.
Gotcha.
It's fine. No, actually, no. I'm not doing that. It's okay, bro. I have a weird thing with doors, apparently.
I feel like I snorted there.
It's okay. I do that too.
But just back to adulting relationships. Letting go, not letting go. Easy, hard, in the middle.
Sometimes it's just easy to get to a point where you're just like...
Sometimes it's also just a relief. I really just didn't have time for this friendship.
I didn't have the emotional capacity to continue to maintain this.
Yes. And then you don't feel bad about it. And then someone does something, you're just like, I'm going to milk this. I'm going to milk it for all it's got. And then, yeah. And then you have friends who understand you and you're just like, no, you're busy. And will adjust accordingly because your friendship, they value, you know.
Or more, certain... not necessarily always value, it's just you understand completely, like, this is how I communicate. This is how this happens. Like, let's say, like, I have a friend that lives across the street. 2-3 weeks can pass and we won't see each other, but we can speak.
Yeah, we've been talking. I don't need to actually physically see you.
Like, it's okay. And then one day it's just like, hey, I'm cooking. Do you want to come over? Do you want a skaftin? And then we catch up at the corner and it's that.
Oh, skaftins are the best. What did I eat today?
No.
I'm hungry.
I've been calling my wings, but...
So much admin.
Right.
Yeah. No, getting food is admin.
Sometimes eating becomes admin.
It does. It does. Izol, you know what I ate all day yesterday? 2 bananas. Because I was too tired to chew. And there was food. My mom made a roast. They were, for lunch, she made like buri rolls.
Yeah.
I didn't eat because I didn't feel like chewing, so I had a banana. And then I went, watched series, passed out, got up. I'm like, ooh, I'm hungry. And I got up and she'd made like roast chicken.
Yeah.
And I was like, smells good. Yum, 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 yum. So I make a plate. And I'm like, oh, I don't feel like chewing.
Oh my God.
So I had another banana and some water.
And you went to sleep. I've done that, dude. Made a cup of coffee and I went to sleep. Yeah. I'm like, so you're right.
And I was like, I was hungry.
But it just requires too much.
I have to chew. Then there's a bone. I have to throw away the bone. No. Me, I peel the whole banana, take it whole with me to where I'm going.
Because you've made the trip to the kitchen already. Mm. So now you're at the bin already. It's a good deal.
Yeah, now I can go back to warmth versus I have to stay in the kitchen, warm up the chicken, eat the chicken, discard. No, I'm fine. I'll take the banana. So this is just oh. Yeah, I divorced that relationship with the chicken yesterday. I was like, it's not worth it. Banana, you're up.
There's nothing worse than being too tired to kind of have to deal with life.
Yeah.
And then having to deal with life.
Dude, I was not prepared for anything yesterday.
And yesterday was such a beautiful day that annoyed me a little bit, but I was home all day.
Yeah. In the darkness, under a cover. I didn't even see that yesterday was beautiful. I did not go outside, not once.
I did. I went to the store. I went to P&P.
Nope. I refused. I was in pajamas all day. Woke up, showered, went back into my pajamas.
That's what one does.
Yeah. I didn't step outside, not once. Not to throw away a banana peel. Not once did I step outside.
We have kitchen bins, bro. Yeah.
Not once did I step outside. And at some point, my dad left the living room door open. Ngameme is Vali Scapa! Because I don't want to get up and close it myself. It's like, okay. It closed the door and left. And I didn't even look. I saw there was extra light and I felt like some the wind breeze. Come in. Like, no, the door's open. So close the door because, like, why are you leaving the door open?
Rude.
I didn't even peek outside.
Rude.
It wasn't.
No, what? He was rude.
Yeah. No, and he leaves the door open all the time. Like, he'll come in randomly, have a conversation.
So it's a thing at your house. To leave doors open.
Yeah,
it's just
people
you.
Leave doors. Please, people leave doors open.
It's just you.
And lights on. I'm just like, Cyril's economy, guys. Respect the electric bill. But yeah, like my family's weird. Like my dad will come in my room. I was like, saying, I'm sleeping. Okay, maybe he wants to say something important because our schedules are weird. Knocks. Have a conversation. I'm just like, And then he'll leave without closing, click the door, kind of just whistling it, and then the door. So when I don't have values, that's the only thing I said. It's like, oh,
in
you have
house.
Words for this, but I had a whole conversation with you, and all you said was, Legit.
It requires energy.
But I'm not going to.
I don't
want to
be uncomfortable.
I can't sleep when the door is like wide open. That's weird.
You sleep in my house just fine?
No. I close the doors.
No.
I close the doors. I remember the last I closed the doors. You open the doors. You'll come or something when I close. It's weird.
I don't like being crowded. Like, I like fresh air when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, but you also leave your closet door open. That's creepy. That's creepy.
Not really.
Oh, yeah. Why is it open? No, something's going to creep out.
What? Your clothes? Are they going to stalk
you?
What?
I don't know. Just close the door. But weirdly enough, I'm claustrophobic.
I don't want to do this.
So I always take the window side or the side closest to the door.
No, will not engage.
Bye. See, this is
will not engage.
Opportunity cost of the friendship.
It's okay. We all have our weird. Your shit is doors.
Anywho, I feel like I've shared too many weird things about me on the show. I feel like we should just say bye.
We're going to end it at doors?
Not at doors. But
your weird thing with doors?
I don't know. It's a good takeaway.
That you are claustrophobic but like sleeping in closed rooms?
Yes, because...
with closed closets?
Weird people come in.
From your clothes?
I don't know.
Do you live in, what was that movie? The Lion, the what? And the
yes,
closet.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
And the Wardrobe.
possibly that could have tainted me in childhood because we read the book in primary school.
We also watched the movie in primary school.
No.
Or did it come out when I was in high school?
No, we were older when the movie came out. We were in high school. No, definitely we were in high school. You are not in primary school.
I couldn't have been in primary school when the movie came out.
Mm,
what's it? Weren't. The what? The Lion.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, no.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia. That's old. That's
yes, honey. But, yeah. On premise. Well, I guess the show is more just relationships with things, with people, with girls, with boys, with family, with the Doors.
With what?
With the Doors. We did discuss my relationship with the Doors at length. Weird, but there. So that movie might have tainted me. Gay Show Lunch.
The book.
The book and the movie. And movies. Alice. Quang Tainter.
A whole tainting, mate.
Yeah, get tainted with her weird.
Yeah, I was high school. I
weird
was...
relationship with the Doors.
Grade 10.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, me, I'm ready to wrap it up. Chapters and chapters. Maybe one day I won't have a weird relationship with the Doors.
No, we carry those things from childhood and it just kind of becomes who we are.
Most def.
But I also believe on the flip side, we're never too old to unlearn and learn. Not your thing with Doors, just across the board of life.
Not your thing with the door. The like, weird thing.
That's
with
your
doors.
Thing, but like, just in life in general. Like, you never to learn to learn and unlearn, or unlearn and learn, and acknowledge when you're being fucky.
Yeah, but also that relationship where you can tell people that they're being fucky, and sometimes we are just oblivious of it.
Sometimes you are the problem.
Yes, sometimes you're the problem and you're oblivious. But if people tell you, instead of, you know, having that unhealthy relationship where they don't tell you, then it works out for everyone because you'll only ever be fucky once, maybe twice. And then you get told, and then you unlearn, and then you're friends for life versus harboring things for years. And then when one thing that is so small or minute happens, it's the straw that, you can't come back from it. And then it's just like, okay, overreactor. But then people tell you, actually, no, you've kind of are da-da-da-da, but, you know, it's not that deep. You guys haven't discussed it before? And you're like, no. And it's like, okay, talk to your friend.
But not everyone wants to talk most.
Yeah.
There's nothing more annoying than trying to address a situation and the other party is just oblivious to it. And now, manje yahlupa. When are we stiff? Now it's just annoying.
Wow.
It happens. Friendships, relationships. Now you're a nag and you're just like, all I'm trying to do is just address this issue. And like, it's even irritating me addressing it. But now...
But we're here.
We're here again. We're in the situation again. Now we're forced to address the situation again. Now I'm irritated because you're irritated. But we're not wrong.
Yeah. But also sometimes we're projecting stuff happening on our side. On a situation that's actually just not that deep.
There's that too.
Yeah.
There also is that.
So yeah, as much as it's one thing I learned in adulting is two sides to every story and the third side, three sides to every story.
Your side, my side, the truth.
And the truth. And also the truth is subjective.
Mm.
Depending on...
Who's selling it.
Who's seeing it.
That.
Because you could know that today is the anniversary of me losing my toe, you know, and I make a tripping joke.
Yeah. Right?
Toes really help with balance.
Are you missing toes, mate?
No, I'm not.
I'll look at your feet next time.
I'm actually not missing toes. but I might as well.
No jokes on people actually listening to
yeah.
this.
So I wanna, and then it's just like, oh, I'm looking at it, and then maybe I'm the third party, but now I'm biased because I know you're missing a toe, and it happened a year ago today.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, but like you were, but no, but like I didn't know also, and nobody told me, and if you're ignorant about it,
been in a situation like that where, but it wasn't like missing a toe. It was just that. And this is actually very deep, and it actually goes with a lot of that what's happening in the country currently, where I met this girl for the first time, and we're talking life and law, and we're just talking. And somehow the topic of rape comes up, and I make a comment that, like, and I made a comment that in Namibia, you could get more time going to jail for stealing livestock than you would go for going raping someone. And the entire room goes quiet for a bit. And then the conversation picks up. So I don't, I'm just like, oh, I.
Maybe people were shocked.
You know, to find that one of the people sitting in that very room had been gang raped like months prior to this conversation. And this was one of the first times she'd actually come out and was hanging around with friends and friends that were males as well. And I made that comment. And it was the first time I'd met her. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, I felt so bad, but it wasn't a situation that I'd gone in with the intention to be malicious. You know, it was just a conversation we were having. And the next time I saw this person, I was like, you know what? I was unaware of your situation. I'm really sorry. And she was like, no, like I didn't take it that way. But like everyone else in the room made it awkward they knew. And then you felt that. And I'm like, okay, chef, but like, I'm so sorry. Like, if it made you feel uncomfortable. And she was like, nah, I'm good. And even though we don't speak now, like, we still, like, comment here and there on each other's lives, and it's okay.
Yeah, that's...
Yasinda, guys. This life thing, Yasinda.
That's very, very
But you also need to see the positive in this life thing. Yeah. Like, it can't all be bad. Otherwise, like, what are we doing?
It can't all be bad. Oddly enough,
it isn't.
I just had a small realization just with myself. I'm just like, oh my God, life sucks. Life sucks. We all have that. And I woke up izolo between one of my five naps.
As one does.
And I was just like, habesh, you got to be grateful for even the kind of problems you're having right now. Because a few years ago, these are the problems you wished to be having right now, right? And
like
so I just
said, you can't be crying about the blessings you've been crying for.
Yes. So I'm gonna just took it back, and I was just like, yeah, no. Make that effort to be slightly happier, to shed some light where you can, to hang out when you can, to spoil yourself when you can, to order dessert when you can,
because you want to, because you can,
you know, to go for coffee with, you know, someone who asks you to go for coffee because you've got time when you can, because
you can.
Right?
That's literally all it is.
And that's the point. Can. Because there's people on the ground who can't. Or in the ground. Yes. In the ground who can't. 6 feet under. In. Yeah. Who can't. And went
so morbid.
Prematurely. And you can. So if not, why not?
You have the choice to be better.
Or happier. You do have a choice to be happier. And I'm not saying this ignorantly, because some people just go too far. I don't know, what if I'm suffering from depression and anxiety? No. Sekwa's loko. But when you can, make those decisions.
The operative words, when you can.
Make those decisions. Yeah. So when you're finding that I can repair a friendship, go ahead, repair the friendship. I can forgive. Go ahead, forgive. I can, you know, mend X, Y, and Z, sure. And if you can't, don't waste your time trying to can, because it's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, angwazi, I will choose my mental health because I can't. So it works both ways. And doesn't always just, oh no, do the right thing for others. No. First and foremost, you need to do the right thing for yourself.
You can't pour into someone else's cup when yours is empty. Yours is empty, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it goes, it's the same as being a hypocrite. Like, Batini in the Bible.
Don't laugh at the speck in your friend's eye when you have a plank in yours. Boom!
That might not be. Is that the one in the Bible or is that just an idiom?
No, it's in the Bible.
Okay, yeah, that one.
It's in the Bible. Like, yeah, it is.
I wasn't sure if that was just an idiom.
It's an idiom because it's in the Bible. Okay, so yeah. And same thing, we're just going after things. And I love seeing on Twitter people just posting that whole shoot your shot thing. Guys, whatever. I like seeing it. Stop nodding, shaking your head. Oh, shaking your head. Like, I like seeing people.
I haven't said a word, but go on.
You were shaking your head. If who people could me? See you.
Who saw me?
Ngiyatoli ka
shu. Saw me.
Unosiko.
Usengqikizi. Oh my God. For a moment, I thought I was listening to his story. And of course.
Yes, that was the point. So, position. But like, I like seeing, oh no, shoot your shot. And then it's like weird when they show it on Twitter. Da da da. And then there's a comment and then they have like pictures and then there's a ring, there's a pregnancy and everybody seems to be, you know, I'm like, right, go for it. If you can, why not? If not, why not? So yeah, I like seeing things. And as much as, and these are thoughts that have been going through my mind recently, is don't sell yourself short. Yes, okay, fine. We do some jobs because we're grown and we have bills to pay and we've got this. But don't stop going after what it is exactly that you want. Mm. Because if we had a rundown of 2019 with my parents when I was straight out of high school to this is what you'll study, this is what you'll do, and then you'll work the job where you studied and then you'll do this da-da-da-da-da, flip turn to me doing exactly what I was born to do. It's completely different. Because we were like, never. No, I would have said, never. I'm not that, not me.
Yeah.
When I see myself now from 10 years ago when I was on this very specific path and doing everything. So, yeah, take a chance on things, on people, on bad men. And if they disappoint you, okay, people do that. They disappoint you. Life does that. It disappoints you. But don't now not take a chance on what you really, really want or what you're going. Just for the fear of it. Look, rejection is hard. I feel like, especially as females, we take rejection harder because we're not used to it, I feel. As much as males are, but shoot your shot, and if, okay, it's fine. Kubega, such is life. You found, 100 ways that don't work. You've moved 100 steps forward. You know better than, shooting your shot once and getting it. And then when you're asked to shoot your shot again, it was dumb luck the first time. So, yeah. With relationships, family, friends, romantic interests, work, whatever it is, shoot your shot. Because I've heard so many people saying, oh, I want to apply for this, but that's about dingy degree. No, you've got experience. Go for it.
Go for it, dude.
Sit there and dazzle people in the interview. Because one of the big things when I interviewed and people were just like, oh, but your degree is in environmental science and you're applying for a job in like alcohol brand marketing, this.
Manje, ungena.
It goes back to that
conversation or that episode where we had Uandile on the show where it's just like, you're not tied to what you studied. You're not forced to go into that
100%.
Industry. You don't have to do that.
Mm.
Because, like, and the, guys, the economy doesn't allow you to be studying this and going directly into that.
Yeah, or your personality doesn't allow
you.
Yeah,
it is that too.
For me, it wasn't necessarily no kind of, look, I feel like if I'd stuck to environmental science, hey, I'm really mad. I really shan't discuss the role just applying effect as much as it is right now. But the point was my personality wasn't there, although my competency was.
Yeah.
And as I was interviewing, people will look, yeah, she wants to need a degree, what should we do? And they will ask you. Their job is to ask you questions. How? When I say, I want to say, look, na look, na logo, environmental. So this leap is strange. And I sat there and I was like, yeah, but it's not for who I am, for my personality. 100% that degree, that competency means I can start something and finish it. It means I have knowledge and experience into doing this. But udineo, ula, drive, passion, extra mile, innovative, you know, ideas. You see the box? Blow up this fucking box.
Yeah.
And that is what you need.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. And that's something I couldn't provide lapaya. Mm. As much as I could do the job and be above 100% of the job. Yeah. Because overachiever. But it's not as effortless. It's not as easy. It's not as...
It's not fun. You're not happy. Your heart isn't there.
It's not. You know, it's not like breathing where you don't think about it. It's like exercise where you're doing it because it's good for you. Darn it.
Do you like it?
Huh?
Or because you like it. Like,
yeah.
I ran because
you. Yeah. But that's what I mean. That's the difference between doing something you love and doing something you're good at.
Mm.
I was good at that, but in... Love I wasn't it, yeah. thriving. I wasn't. I wouldn't. Oh. I don't know. I have people at work just like, really? Where are you getting this joy? But you've got this fire. It's just because I love it. It brings me life. Yeah. And I complain. Yes, I complain because I'm overworked, underpaid. But it brings me so much life. So do things that bring you life. Bring in relationships that bring you life.
I think, yeah. Just across the board, like, if it doesn't serve you, it doesn't necessarily still have to be in your life.
No, it doesn't.
Because,
also,
like...
working at McDonald's and getting a paycheck serves you financially. Also understand that. Sometimes you do what you gotta do for the time so you can do what you want to do tomorrow.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah, so... We're not saying leave temps and shit jobs and boss holes. Sometimes you've got to power through it. Yeah.
Until you get something better. And 100%. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need to power through to get that degree, like to finish paying off that degree. Sometimes you just need to do what you got to do, bruv. Yeah. And it's okay.
Alrighty.
So that was 1 o'clock.
That was 1 o'clock.
I think we went very off topic. 1 o'clock. Off topic.
Yeah. Nah. Silly, belly bottle. Belly.
No, econ. It's like maybe a glass, so we can have half a glass each.
Yeah.
I'm not driving. I just like to point this out there. So if someone gets arrested, it's not an issue.
It's not me either.
Don't wish such on anyone. But it's been great, guys. Bye. It's been 1 o'clock. I'm Nushibi.
I'm Dineo Mkobong.
And thank you for listening to 1 o'clock.
And you can catch us on www.radiodr.co.za.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Nushibi. Okay. Hey, guys. I'm Nushibi.
And I'm Dineo Mkobong.
And this is 1 o'clock
on www.radiodr.co.za.
Yo, it's your boy Rob, and you're listening to Radio DR. Koza. Easy.